Blog Talk Radio.
Back on live, man. PSA Hip Hop, man. First time I got this brother on the show. It's your boy, Three Letter, man. Happy New Year to everybody, man. I love what this brother is doing right now. I see a lot of talk last week on Norb's podcast. Shout out to my guy, Norb's, about rookies versus vets. But I got to be honest, man. The battles that I watch from this individual, man. I mean, I'm better than you. My shape was better than you. My car better. My drip better. My clothes fit better. My hose better. Like, he's from the district, y'all. I know the vibes, man. Dot Mob official, man. I can say I see T-Rex on IG showing the brother a lot of love, man. Y'all know what's good, brother.
I'm so blessed. How are you, Chief?
I'm doing good, brother. How you doing? Welcome to the show, my guy.
Appreciate you. Thanks for having me.
Yana, is it official, brother? Are you official Dot Mob member now? What are we doing?
Yes, sir. I'm an official Dot Mob member.
Wow. Now, did you ever foresee yourself joining a clique in battle rap before T-Rex ever reached out to you?
Yeah, when I was younger, you know, when I was 13, 14, it was either Dot Mob, MMG, or Young Money, you know what I'm saying? It was called first. I think Rex is my all-time favorite battler. Everybody know that who know me. So, you know, okay. it was perfect. It wasn't even really nothing to throw. It was a few things to think about, but other than that, I knew I was going to do it. I gave him a hard time, but I knew I was going to do it. They hit me about a month ago, let's just say. They hit me like a month ago, you know, they hit me up. You know, with the offer and things like that. And, you know, just gave him a hard time. Then hit him up a month later, like, yeah, let's run it. I just wanted to see what would happen if I decline, you know, just to see what they say. What do you think changed, you know? Then I still see Rex posting, talking about me. I'm like, oh, okay. So, it ain't, you know what I'm saying? You don't know people.
Right.
You know, I don't know these motherfuckers yet. So, you want to, for me to, you know, cover myself, make sure I ain't joining, you know, no corny, wild, unstreet niggas, you know, I'm like, decline off. First thing you do, decline off. You know, the job, anything, just decline it. See how they carry it after that. And then if everything's still what it was before you decline, then all right, then it sounds good. You know what I'm saying?
What was the pitch that they gave to you, though, Yana?
Snake was the main one I was speaking to. You know, Rex had
okay.
had to say, so I spoke with Mook, too. Yeah, Rex, I spoke with Mook, I spoke with Juan, I spoke with,
Wow.
And Snake was the main one I spoke to. And Snake was just, you know, one of the things that really grabbed me. You know, once again, I knew I was going to do that shit, so it ain't really, he could have said any fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? At this point, it's just a matter of,
right.
It just kind of, because it, like, for all those listening who don't know me, you know, those who do, they already know. You know, everybody who know me know. You know, Rex is my all-time favorite. You know what I'm saying? In high school, it was
right.
Dot Mob. Like I said, Dot Mob, MMG, or Young Money. It was either or whoever got the first call. You know what I'm saying? And it was kind of in that order, too. But besides all that, I like what Snake was saying about, you know, I know the narrative that they got on Dot Mob. You know, everybody know the narratives and the things that they say in battles, and we all know. And Snake like, bro, we can change that. Like, we can enter the 2020s on a new wave, on a new link, and bring Dot Mob, you know, back to what it was. And not even back in another way. We're going to bring it to it in another way. You know what I'm saying? Not even back to what it was when they were feared. Niggas were scared of Shine. Niggas still scared of Shine, but niggas were scared of Rex. Now they ain't really scared of Rex,
right,
but
right.
Niggas were scared of Rex, scared of Shine, Rock. You know what I'm saying? Shane. They were scared. Like, let's be real. Niggas was annoyed from them niggas. Mook was the GOAT, obviously.
Facts.
You know, so it wasn't something that I was too worried about the narrative. You know, I know the backlash will come. I already knew that. But what you doing? What you doing? Because they're looking at the same narrative that everyone else is. But in my opinion, as long as I don't do nothing corny, as long as I show up and perform and continue to do what I do,
right.
You know what I mean? That'll slowly fade off. I ain't got no – I can't hold myself to the immediate backlash. I can't stop, you know, from signing to something that has a narrative painted on it and then, you know, feel bad about the backlash. That's what's going to happen, especially if it's a negative narrative. And Dot Mob does have a negative stigma behind it nowadays, you know what I'm saying? And that it was one of the things where it's like, well, that'll pass. As long as I ain't corny, as long as I ain't doing no fuckery shit, you know what I'm saying? They ain't gonna let me. As long as I ain't getting pressed out, they ain't gonna let do nothing. You know what I'm saying? As long as I remain who I am and what people know me to be, I shouldn't have any issue. You know, fuck what I'm associated with. Well, it's not fuck what you're associated with. That means a lot. That says a lot about your character. If somebody don't know you and you're associated with a certain group, it says a lot about your character. They're going to judge you based on the group's character. And that's true. You know what I'm saying? And I got a problem with that because I was raised, those who know, know. And if they don't know, they don't need to know. So with that being said, those who know, they know what's up. So they know, you know what I mean? It wasn't a big deal. But Snake, I'm not bad for being winded. You know, I just try to answer the question.
No, you good,
brother.
You good.
And, you know, we're going. Okay.
No, go ahead. I apologize. Go ahead, finish. Snake says to you. I want to finish up with Snake says to you.
It was going to be just a recap of what I said earlier. Same thing. You good?
Well, let me ask you a question. Are you catching any backlash from fans or battle rappers or people in your peers?
Most definitely. And not in a negative, I mean, of course it's negative, but not in a, you know, wild, disrespectful manner. You know, niggas just, you know, I've been, the worst thing that I'm seeing and I'm not liking is the disappointment. When niggas use that word, you know, I think we need to, for all those listening, you know, be cautious. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you go to events, I will see you. You know what I'm saying? So be cautious on how you express how you're feeling. You know what I mean? And that's no threat. I don't make idle threats. I'm being honest and honest. Be cautious on how you express your feelings. Because if I was on a bus and you ain't like my shoes, you wouldn't tell me that. So just because I'm a prolific figure, or not even, you know, with all due humility, just because I'm kind of a somebody in battle rap, what gives you the right to still do that on Twitter? You know, you wouldn't tell me that if we was on the train together. You wouldn't say it'll be all love. So don't, you know what I'm saying? The line don't stop with me. It don't stop on Twitter. You don't have the free reins to add a nigga and talk bad about him. Like, you wouldn't do that when you see me. So, you know, but the backlash, the only part I hate about the shit is the disappointment. Damn, man, I'm disappointing you. I thought you was going to make your own way, this, that, the third. And I'm like, damn, you know, I keep it cool. You'll never catch me going back. You know, I keep it all in memory. And obviously, you know what I'm saying? If I really had an issue, you never gonna know I had a problem until I'm right there in front of you. But I was like, I always say sorry to disappoint. Everybody said they had a disappointment. I just said sorry to disappoint. I just kept it cool. Sorry to disappoint you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But nigga, I don't like you disappointed in me. Nigga, you don't know me. You don't know what the fuck.
Let me ask you a question.
How you disappointed in me?
Yeah, that's what I want to ask you, Yana. Why do you think people are saying they disappointed in you? Because let's be real, the only person in Dot Marv you probably would have battled was Snake Eyes. And I think you and Snake Eyes are the youngest guys in Dot Marv. I think that's a great look, to be honest with you, for you and Snake to really hold on to the Dot Marv flag. Because Rex ain't going to be here for long. Mook ain't going to be here for long. You feel what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I think Dot Marv needs fresh new young blood, in my opinion. You feel me? So I don't know what, you know, Cat's saying they're disappointed. Are they disappointed because you and Snake Eyes ain't bad, or is it you think it's just some bullshit?
In my opinion, to
because
be
of
honest,
stigma.
I think, number one, of course, stigma, but number two. Number one is I feel like most people view me as creating my own path, which I was. I was doing my own thing. I came in original, authentic. These are the compliments I get most. I'm not saying what I feel. I feel like my pen is nice, but I don't get none of those compliments. You know what I'm saying? I get originality, authenticity, conviction, delivery. You know, I get those ones, which I'll take. You know what I'm saying? And I guess the disappointment, if I had to guess, would come in when, damn, you was already putting on for the district. You rolling, you know what I'm saying? Niggas got your niggas rolling with you.
Yeah.
Let's keep moving. Don't you? It's like you left us on the boat to hop on the Dynamo boat, in a way. If I had to, you know, express it, that's how I would think they're looking at it. You know what I'm saying? I just want them to tread softly because I didn't appoint you, so I shouldn't disappoint you because I never appointed you. So, you know what I mean? Only people that I can get that from is my guys, and they not saying
right.
You know what I mean? I talked to Drills. Drills didn't – he didn't like the decision, but he didn't – you know what I mean? But I'm going to support you. Do your thing. I know you're going to kill it over there, and you know what I mean? You're going to end up in the face of this, that, and the third. So, you know what I'm saying? But the people I spoke to who I know personally, they let me know they ain't like it. Ace ain't like it. Bob, you know what I'm saying? Niggas ain't like it. Niggas wasn't feeling it.
Wow.
You know, they wasn't. They wasn't.
Wow.
But it's cool.
Man.
I hope that's your question. My bad.
Let me ask you a question, Yana, though. But is this good for you, for your career, where you want to be at right now? This gives you an extra boost. You just got to run with it, opportunity now, because you got the Dot Marv flag behind you. Is that how you looking at it?
This wasn't a battle rap move, in my opinion, because the battle rap, I'm already on my way. I'm moving correctly in battle rap. So I don't. This ain't a battle rap move. This was a to me a life business move. Hold on, three letter man. My dog's trying to get up the cage. Hey, my fault. I trapped his ass. This wasn't a to me. This wasn't a battle rap move. You know, of course I'm enjoying the perks and the labor of the battle rap shit. Sure, but to me this was more of a I want that New York space. I want that space. You know, you'll be a fool to think Mook don't know motherfuckers. Him and Busta, what they best friend, whatever. You'll be a fool to think Rex don't know. You know what I mean? People who can, can when together can do some monumental shit. You know what I'm saying? I want to be an actor. My goal, my dream is to be an actor or movie director. That was always my dream. Rap was just something I was always good at. That was another dream. You know, after sports failed, of course, you know how that go. And move, you know.
Well, let me ask you a question. Were you good at snapping also? Were you good at snapping jokes in school?
Say it again, bro.
Were you good at snapping jokes in school?
Yeah, we was always Jones. We call it Jones and whatever you
Jones
call
and shit.
Clown and
yeah,
snapping
you
jokes.
Know.
Yeah, we call it Jones and now we call it Big. Yeah, fuck yeah. Boy, I used to tell niggas up in that shit. Stop playing. I'm mad you cut the other one off. I'm spoiling somewhere with it, but it's just cool.
Yeah, I feel you. I interviewed John Anton last week, right? And he had a compliment for you. He was like, Jan is one of the few dudes that you rock with, though. Are you shocked that some of the vets rock with you that hard, though? Because a lot of vets I talk to, once I mention your name, they be like, yeah, I rock with Jan. I mean, what's that cat three, that battle, that swamp dude? That's what I be getting a lot from a lot of veterans when I be talking to them, though. Are you surprised that brothers really gravitate to you? Where they gravitate to you?
No, to say I'm surprised means that I wasn't really confident in my abilities. No, I'm not surprised.
Right.
I know what I bring. I know what I'm doing up there. I'm bringing something different that they're not used to. You know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas is the same niggas. Either they twerks or they you know,
yeah.
They geeky's nail, they banging nails,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
Banging. Like,
right.
They all follow the latest, you know what I'm saying? The untalented people follow the latest trends. Three letter man, if I ask you right now, can you tattoo a portrait of my mother on my back? I give you X, Y, and C. First thing you're going to do, as
right.
Not someone who's not an artist, you're going to go to YouTube and copy and paste what the nigga on YouTube do. It's the same exact thing with these niggas. It's the same
I like
thing.
That analogy.
If you're not gifted,
I like that analogy, Yana.
If you're not gifted hey. Or talented at something, but you want to do it, what are you going to do? You're going to mimic, copy, and paste what someone who's already talented is doing. Other than that, how could you really be good because you're just going to do what the fuck he did because you're not gifted at it. It's not a gift for you. But battle rap is trending. It's all over the place. People want relevancy in their life because they ain't got much else to do. People just want to, you know, do it. So when I came in, I could see that, and I could see the people seeing that. You know what I'm saying? But you got to fill a card, I guess. But so I'm not surprised by what they say because I bring a certain level of different and authenticity to this shit. You know, I'm clearly me. I'll say the same shit when I saw Oz Geechee. I'm not name dropping them, you know, to make it me look all good. I'm just saying that was the first time I heard it from a vet. When I got off stage with Bill Collector, Oz was like, "Yo, baby X, Y, and Z." I said, "Any advice?" I asked him all, "Any advice, bro? Man, just do that." He like, "Just do that. Keep doing that." That alone, just being authentic,
right.
Will get you in this game. We'll work on the other shit later. But the hard part is finding original talent. You see what I'm saying? So I'm definitely not surprised,
right.
My nigga. And I can rap.
Right. Yeah, first of all, you can rap. I think you have, like I told you on Twitter the other day, I think you have the it factor. I think you have charisma. And I think one thing that's very underrated about you is your delivery. I think delivery, how much do you think delivery is underrated in battle rap? Because your delivery, how you deliver your shit and the look, the facial expressions you make, is that how much you put in battle rap behind that? You think that's, you know?
I'm from the old era. I'm from that old era where when you talking it, you better mean it. You better make sure him,
right.
His men, his girl, mm-hmm. His mother, he. If I'm from that era, the wind pressure come from the diaphragm, the three-letter man. It come from underneath the stomach,
wow.
Right up in the diaphragm.
Okay.
That's where it come from. You know what I'm saying? You got niggas who yell. You know, you got niggas who yell. Then you got niggas with powerful delivery. Red has a powerful delivery. Shout out to Rock, but he could be sometimes in the yelling category. Like, you loud,
right.
But is it really a dominant type of delivery? You see what I'm saying? That comes from the gut. That's all gut muscle work. No pause. That's all gut muscle work right there. So, yeah that's something. Yeah, when you talking to that nigga, you better mean that shit because you know what I'm saying? Talk that shit. That's
yeah,
definitely.
How many times have you heard you and Goods should battle? That'd be an interesting battle.
A lot of times. super lot.
Do you feel, I think you and Goods will be.
Listen, first let's go ahead real quick. Rookies versus vets. Should they have a rookies versus vets in your opinion?
Yeah, I'll be a part of it, and I want to push that. So, yeah, I got to say yeah to that, bro. That's unfair. I got to say yeah, because I'm going to be a part of it.
For your honor,
so I
for your
say
honor
yeah.
To be fair, though, man. I
okay,
got to be honest
fair.
With you, brother.
Okay,
I think it's
my mindset. That's cool. We've been fair to keep my mindset. I'm not always going to be fair. I ain't always going to be fair and keep it 100. Fuck that. I want that shit, whether we deserve it or not.
Right,
shit.
Hear what I'm saying, bro. I think there's only
but
a small potential in y'all.
It changed my mind. Technically, maybe not. Maybe not.
But, Yana, I think there's only a small contention of y'all that's really making noise. I think you, Swamp, Franchise, Snake Eyes, and to me, Ace Amin should be there with y'all. He still is there with y'all, but I didn't like Ace's last two performances. So, to me, y'all are really, you know, we got to see what Ace does in the next battle, in my opinion. And I think with you, and correct me if I'm wrong, and tell me what you think about this. Is it fair that you and Swamp have to go every time y'all battle? They expect y'all to have that kind of battle again with your opponents. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair to say.
But is that fair for you though? It's fair to say though, but is it fair for you though? And you and Swamp?
No, because I'm not gonna be going up against a Swamp level talent. But
exactly.
The only reason that did what it did is because what we both did. If I just did what I did, it's a body. If he just did what he did, it's a body. How rare is it two niggas really do that shit? You know, that's when you get the word classic. So, no, I think they expect the same from me. I expect the same from me. And I feel like I give the same level of content regardless. You know what I'm saying?
Because that battle was fire, my nigga. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't watch that battle so many times, man. To me, it's like it don't matter who won or lost that battle. Y'all both got busy, in my opinion.
You gave me the Swamp in your recap. I respected it.
Yeah, I gave it a song 2-1. Took 2-1, but it's still a fire battle because I don't think I think people left that battle on some shit like, yo, no matter if we felt Swamp won, that brother Your Honor, man, he gave us something to work with and your name was really being talked about. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Yeah. What's your opinion on the Bill Collector battle? Did you like that battle? Were you and Bill?
Yeah, I battled Bill. I enjoyed what I did. You know, my preparation.
Okay.
Can always get better, always. Everybody's preparation can always get cleaner. So, but, I'm not going to make no excuse, but once the fans, you know, make that excuse for you, you feel obligated to jump on that and use them as your excuse. You know what I'm saying? Because if you just say it, it's like, oh, you're making excuses. But if the fans saying it, then you can just refer whoever asking to what the fans saying and don't look like excuses. I'm just saying what it looks like, whether true or false, what it looks like. People don't like excuses after you lost. With that being said, you know, them day threes be crazy. You know what I'm saying? Them day threes, look at the day threes on any of them bands, bro. Niggas rarely show out. We talking about 72 hours of battle rap back to back to back.
Jesus,
like, them day threes don't really, they don't have the energy to give it up. They full of alcohol from yesterday. They didn't even recover by Sunday.
Right.
They don't even recover, but they there because they bought the whole weekend. So you got to show up. Motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? But if you go look at that shit, there's no way that material wasn't bought us. You know what I'm saying? There's no way. Ain't like he went super ham, and you know what I'm saying? So then it was understood. It's like, oh, no, the crowd wasn't asleep because they gave it up for him. No, they weren't really fucking with neither one of us. But when I look at it now, I feel like they was fucking with me. I enjoyed the reactions I got.
And the Lou Castro battle, when you're writing, I'm better than you, my shape are better than you. Do you know those kind of bars are going to hit in the room when you're writing stuff like that?
Absolutely. I knew that was a hit when I wrote it. I shout out to Cuban. I seen Cuban on Champion. And Cuban, I spoke to Cuban. I seen him on Champion. Then I spoke to him when we met up at the Bookies thing, whatever. He said, you know, on Champion, yo, that was super risky. I pulled that off. That was super risky. And that stuck with me because in my head, it was never a doubt in my mind that was going to be crazy. I knew that was going to hit. That shit was crazy.
Right.
I knew it. That's just some of them things you just know. You know what I'm saying? If you don't, you blame it on something.
Right. So what's your plans for 2020? How many battles you plan on having this year?
I don't even think like that. Niggas be asking who you want next. I never have a target. I never have a certain amount. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to get paid good.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Keep growing. And my dreams are far beyond this battle rap. You know, battle rap is the only outlet that's actually in motion for me right now. You know, that's the only one actually still moving and has a lot of traffic behind it. So this is a great outlet. But, you know, my thoughts is me going up places sometimes. But I don't have no hit list. I don't have an amount. You know what I'm saying? I just know I want to get in that ring. I definitely want to get in that ring. I'm ready. That Castro shit was cool, but I'm ready to get in that ring again. I gotta get back to the, you know, I've been watching my old battles. I suggest any battle rapper, you know, they probably already do, but just in case while I got the platform, I'm gonna give a little, you know, I suggest any battle rapper, you know, who potentially may be struggling or whatever the case is, just go watch your old shit and remember why they liked you and then just duplicate that. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I definitely found myself doing. Now whoever next did, next, man.
Let me ask you a question. Did Bring Your Bars Battle League, did that league mold you? Was that the league that molded you?
That's the league that got me a PG. I wouldn't, if you mean mold as in, you know, help craft the shit that I do.
Right,
nah,
right.
Man,
well,
no, help you get to
URL.
Oh, yes, my bad. Yes, absolutely. Shout out to Venom. BYP was definitely the platform where P hit me up after the Bear Witness battle. Absolutely. And go check that Bear Witness battle out. That was some of my best shit. That shit was crazy.
Yeah, I watched some of your battles on today, in fact, or off that league, though, man. Yo, my man, you never change your style, though. From the battles I've seen, you've been the same Yana forever. Like, you still have the cadence.
That's a good thing?
You still have the humor. No, that's a beautiful thing, brother. I don't have a problem with that at all. Yana, I told you on Twitter, man, you one of them guys that I think people gravitate to. Your person, I think you have personality, first of all. I wish you would blog more. I think you should blog more yourself. You grew easy. Like, brothers like you and Glue Easy, y'all have that charisma, in my opinion.
I appreciate that, Brody.
You know what I'm saying? So
absolutely.
Well, my brother,
I definitely appreciate that.
Listen, I'm hoping that you have a lot of success in 2020, because I think you have. In fact, I don't know who I would like to see you battle next. Who has people said they want to see you battle next? The name that you guys get thrown your way the most?
That's a lot being thrown. Especially when I look at Twitter, I'd be like, no. But you know what? let me go ahead and put this out. I kind of want to smoke Bad News. You know, I spoke with Rex, and Rex and Bad News. I guess when, you know, something happened, I don't know, but John was this. I don't know. Let's just say they were in the realm of battling somehow. And I'm like, and he like, nigga, I stick y'all on it. So once he said that, my state of mind was like, oh, hell yeah. Give me that. You know what I'm saying? Then me and Bad News, we ain't had no words on Twitter. You know, I don't even type more than three words at a time. But somebody did say Yana versus Bad News in 2020, and I was like, cap. I just said cap. Like, I'm not battling that nigga. That nigga's terrible. But then he put, yeah, nah, you got next. I smoke that. You know what I'm saying? I smoke your. And I was like, all right. So I kind of might want that Bad News plate. You know what I'm saying? He does have a name, so I could benefit from that. But that boy, yeah, I'm going to fuck that. I definitely want. Matter of fact, let me change my statement. I want to fuck Bad News up 2020, early 2020. I'm looking at Bad News around February. Somebody set that up.
Okay. Right. Yana, man, I appreciate you taking your time to rock with me, brother. For real, man.
Hey, no secrets, bro. Appreciate you.
My man, Yana, man. Y'all know the vibes, man. The district in the building. Shout out to my guy, Yana.mob. Y'all know what it is, man. Back on live, man. PSA Hip Hop, man. Y'all know how I feel about the Midwest boys, man. Y'all know the vibes, man. Second time I got this brother on the show, man. Shout out to my man Verb. Shout out to Hitman Holla. Fresh off his back. Shout out to my man O from Street Status also, man. I got to get O back on the show. Oh, why did you not give us a pay-per-view battle, brother? Why did we not get a pay-per-view, O? Fresh off his battle against my man John the Don. Let me get my guy on there, man. Fire fam in the building. Ice Pack, what's good, brother? Fire.
What up, dude? What's up, Letterman? You know, this is my like home
Ice
interview.
Pack.
What's
yes,
up?
Sir.
It's a lot going on, you know? What's up, y'all? I'm back for real.
You started, Ice Pack, I started the show, brother.
Happy New Year, everyone. Happy New
Happy
Year.
Happy New Year, Ice Pack. Yes, sir.
Happy
yes, sir.
Fucking New Year. Yeah, yeah.
My brother
but, nah,
started
nah.
out of trouble out here on the streets, man. What's going on? He started trouble.
Oh, yeah,
the
you
streets.
Know.
Ice pack.
Yeah, but yeah,
fuck
yeah. Like in St. Louis, it's crazy. Here in St. Louis, like nine people got shot, I think, New Year's night.
Damn.
Or were fatal. That's how the atmosphere start out. But it's,
wow.
Just to... I know you touched bases on pay-per-view. I wanted to apologize for that on behalf of O, and then, you know, with him as well, because our initial intentions were to have it available on pay-per-view. You know what I mean? That's that's why we booked those matches as we did, because it was a solid, very solid card. That's why he booked it like that. So, but the next time, it'll be like that, and that's why I said I have a surprise for everyone here coming in, like, the end of this month or early. Me and Mo just be look out for
right.
it, but... Or the pay-per-view, O gonna get that locked up. Man, he gonna have it locked in 2020. Y'all gonna be able to see it live stream. He got some big things going. He, if you were present at the event, then I know you heard good things about it. It probably were, you know, it probably were some things that people didn't so much like about it. Like, you know, St. Louis, so it's rowdy. It was a little rowdy in there at, you know, but nothing that everybody can control or respect. But next time gonna be the second go round. I'm back. I'm returning. My city always gonna come out, and that's what's so big about it, you know. But hell yeah, man, pay per view gonna be the most definitely available next time though.
Did you guys have talks about that at all, Ice Pack, about doing it on pay per view?
Yeah, you said, did we talk about it?
Prior, before the battles, like, you know, you got B Magic versus Math, Twerk versus Oops, you versus John.
Yeah,
John.
We did. So what happened? I'll let O kind of elaborate on that. As far as like, because I think it was something that went on. As far as like something that fall through, I think it was a particular person that didn't stand up to their word. So
okay,
if you want to call them out and be stand up, it was some more fuck. You know, I got to think of the proper term for these guys. I'm gonna think, guys. Don't worry, because I do my homework at night now. That's what I do now, guys. I do my homework at night. See what I'm gonna check throughout the day. So. But nah, yeah, man, I don't know. Guys, he ain't a man of his word, so I think there may have been, or maybe I'm just talking prematurely, but I'll let O speak on that pay-per-view. All I can do is apologize on his behalf, say next time we're going to do that for the fans so they'll be able to see it in real time.
All right. How did you like the battle between you and John John?
Oh, the battle with me and John John, it was live. You know, I got off, I got busy. And John John got busy, came out with the whole doctor outfit.
Outfit, I seen that floating around social media, yeah.
Yeah, you know. So it was done in good taste, everything was smooth. You know, the city received him well. Like St. Louis, I don't know what type of read people have on it, but the audience received him well, respectful. It was real good. You know, I think it's going to translate good on cam. I think I won 2-1, you know.
All right.
But my third round is, I think parts of my third round people going to see. It's all me getting back into the science of it, you know, and just being able to process it while I'm on stage in real time from everything as far as my cadence, everything. I'm just being honest with people, so.
Right.
That way, after a certain time, people will know when it's there. But you'll see in the third round for sure, portions of my third round, you're going to appreciate it. Hey, that was me.
Let me ask you a question. Are you getting more comfortable coming back from the daylight battle, battling? I think you battled Heartless also. Yo, your battle with Heartless, Ice Pack, I think it's very slept on. Like, nobody talks about that battle you had a couple years ago. I love that battle, brother.
I'm not going to lie to you. Those are some of the, at that time, those lyrics, if those lyrics translated and wrote it, man, I don't think I was going crazy. But no, and like you say, I think I was more anxious in that battle, though, because I hadn't battled for a while, just like in the Bridge battle. I hadn't battled, so the John John battle, I ain't feel no type of anxiety. I was more comfortable and relaxed. And with that feeling, I know I'm going to be able to do more. I'll be able to do more, you know. And I'm realizing when I'm able to relax, I can hear everything and process it. And I don't be scared of these guys, man. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't really think nobody's too terrified, like too terrifying. You know what I mean? That's why I could antagonize them in such a manner. Just put a bounty on my head when I go out and not do that, it's going to put me up to the standard where I got to rise up to the standard. So the higher I antagonize them, the higher the bounty goes for them. It's not bad for me. It's going to be bad for them because that means I just got to rise to the occasion that much. I'm going to put that bounty all the way on my head every day I wake up, whoever I targeted on.
Wow.
And then that's how we're going to go. So motherfucker cannot expect nothing less from me than what I'm putting on myself. It's crazy for me to talk so wild and outlandish like that to people, wouldn't you think?
No. Let me tell you why. I've been here forever, Ice Pack. So I remember you doing blogs on Murder Mook with the index cards. I remember you being on social media. Yo, you and K-Shine have been the best two niggas in the last 2 weeks on social media because you used to joke on people all day, bro. And just to see you joke on people on Don Marino, on Tay Rock, like people might not.
Yeah.
The new generation don't remember that about you. You know what I mean?
Well, tell Don Marino, I don't know what went on, man. Like, because I don't know, Big T, he got out of the, he did something good today. He came on back home, man. Shout Big T. I'm gonna be the first one from the Midwest. We gonna welcome you back, man. Man,
hey.
I wasn't even in the culture. I was somewhere else. Oh man, NWS. Big T's went up there. What happened? How did we lose him? What did we do wrong? What the fuck do we? Okay, cool. He's back now. He's back down this way, guys. Look, all right, y'all. It's troubles. Hey, it's troubles these way to Midwest. We may have been short staffed down here. May have been kind of short staffed. Hey.
Right.
But y'all stigma though is the biggest. Y'all stigma is very. Y'all niching what y'all did for battle rap though, Ice Pack, man.
Listen, even as a New Yorker, I got to keep it on. What y'all did was beautiful, man. Like those days in 09, 010, 011, when you battle Calico and all that, and you battle Surf, like those days, how much did it mean to you in that era, though, man? Y'all coming in to show us that. You listen, y'all think St. Louis just got Nelly and the other brothers out here. No, nigga, we got niggas that can actually rap. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now, that meant everything to me because that was the foundation that was laid.
Right.
So everybody else is coming behind that, and it's an honor to be a part of that because it can't be erased. You know, like that's the initial part, and they're not gonna give us credit for it, but I'll give myself credit. I mean, I give all the guys that were a part of that credit that we branched it off nationally, and I would be almost say internationally, because if you just are honest, if you were a student of battle rap, you watched battle rap coming up. It was always on DVDs. I just told somebody, I always like to talk like I'm an OG. We OGs now. To be honest, I'm an OG.
Because
I can remember when I first started battling, we couldn't rap written. I had to freestyle. And we would freestyle, and then somebody would start rapping written. That's when I would go to written. But we would freestyle round after round after round. And if you start writing, rapping written, somebody would yell out, those are written. Those are written. So these are new babies to me. The guys that be around, they little babies to me. Yeah, I could freestyle, and I do it on stage. I may do it on stage because I'm going to get comfortable in doing that because I know that's an element of the game. That's the element of the craft. I don't got to hide behind nothing. I am everything. I am everything. Everything, anything a battle rapper can do, I can do it. I'm a hybrid, man. Everybody know that. And if they don't know, they finna remember. But the best thing I do is cap on motherfuckers. So. Jump out to the front, and that's what we
What's going on with Tay Rock? What's going on with you and Tay Rock, Ice Pack?
I don't know. Tay Rock, hey, you know, Tay Rock, cool, I know. You tell me. We trying to find out.
Was that picture out of bounds? Was that picture out of bounds or that picture we should look at it like, yo, he's just doing his thing to attract the ladies? How should we look at
that? He doing his thing. Man, I'm going to tell you this. Now, I will say this.
Yeah.
I will say nothing in his defense because, like, not to say I'm not like a – to just get out the way, I don't have nothing against Tay Rock as a – you know, like as a guy. I don't got nothing against him as a person, human, as a human. I got nothing against him as a human being, you know. It's like, I just saw the picture. I was kind of like, okay, this look kind of crazy. Boom. But I don't think it's a, I never really pleased no woman in that position. So it's like, what the fuck? I don't think it's appropriate. It's inappropriate. Should have never been taken.
Yeah, Rocky, my
Should've
guy,
been taken.
But that looked crazy. Rocky, my guy, but that did look crazy, brother. You know what I'm saying? He's still my guy though, man. That looked crazy though.
Right.
Man.
Did you get offended about him taking it there with your old lady though? Like, you know?
Man, nah. Hell fuck no. Fuck no.
Like that. You chose this shit.
Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you something Verb told me. Verb told me this a while back because I was processing it, assessing everything differently. And he kinda had to put it like, man, these are two different worlds. And I leave this over here. Nothing that a battle rapper can say to me can offend me. Nothing that a battle rapper can do. None of that stuff is all fake to me. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter to me. Nothing that they can say, I'm going to get my bag regardless. Okay? None of them trick me out of my spot, bro. They not serious about no static. I promise you that. We wouldn't take it there like it's not even, it's tasteless to take anything out of context when we know that's what we do. We battle. I'm a gentleman. I'm not going to take any weight to anything that you're saying to me unless you take it so far. The same thing you say in a battle to me, you can tweet it. You know what I mean? Now, the things that you say to me in conversation, if we in just a regular room or we just saying, you know, those terms are off limits. But why would I put that type of responsibility on a battle rapper online? You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
No, I ain't gonna get upset. I'm gonna take it and I'm gonna respond just how I'm gonna respond. Come on with it. Let's go. Let's get going. That's what you don't like. Okay, let's see. Let's see what you do when you get real mad. Boom. That's what I'm gonna do. Let's see what you do if you're bad. Cause I know nobody would do nothing to me. My uncle told me that.
You're gonna call him out like that.
It's just battle rap, but I'm telling you the reason why I can antagonize somebody at any level. Yeah, it's just battle rap. It's battle rap, but niggas press me in any level. Niggas was pressing me saying whatever about my name. Won't nobody touch me. Anywhere I go, right. I'ma go. With my head high, I'ma say whatever, I'ma do whatever. You can get mad. I'ma do it again. I wanna see what you're gonna do when you get real mad. What are you gonna do when you get real mad? You're not gonna do a motherfucking thing. So I'ma do that. I'm gonna keep playing, keep talking. And can't no battle rapper fuck my wife. From the top, whoever y'all think on Mount Rushmore. You wanna know why my wife don't like squares? She like killers. She like gangsters. She like gangsters that don't talk. Expect. Y'all motherfuckers talk too much. She don't like that type of shit. You know what I mean? Y'all, you're not put together like that. You got cool once you started rapping. All y'all. Y'all know y'all not put together like that. Y'all niggas got cool when y'all started rapping. Y'all got cool. Rap made y'all cool, man. We made, you know what I mean? That's what made y'all cool. Rap made y'all cool. I was already cool. Verb was already cool. Hitman was already cool. We're cool guys. You guys are not cool guys. I remind you of the guy that was cool that you couldn't sit next to. Every time. If I'm in a room and a nice-looking woman is in the room, you're going to disappear, Tay-Rock. You're going to disappear, Surf. Y'all niggas dirty, man. It's in y'all hearts. It's in y'all souls to be dirty. Care how much followers y'all get, y'all dust balls, man. It been like that. Not to say, like, Surf for sure, he's dirty. Not Tay-Rock so much, you know. But I'm saying Surf, it'll always be in his heart. He's a dust ball. That nigga is a dirt ball. He'll never be clean. Ain't nothing about him clean. I don't care how clean outfits he put on. He will always be a sweat serpent. He's a straight dust ball.
What's going on with you and Surf, though, man? If people, like, y'all remember, Young Ellen, like, Surf is a certified classic.
He took an L
on that quick.
Yeah, I had you winning. I think a lot of people had you winning that battle. Surf, you my guy, but I told you numerous times.
Surf got me winning the battle. He took an L.
Yeah, after the battle, Surf. If you watch that battle, if you watch the post-conference after that battle when they were standing next to each other, you can kind of tell Surf, those are the Dash Living Undeniable TV days. I expect remember those days, man. Like,
yeah, he felt supported.
Was priceless, man.
Yeah, and
I always say, if you look at Head Ice facial expression, when you were rapping, that shit was like, man, bro. You know what I'm saying?
He wasn't ready for the big stage then. Now, listen, Surf right then, he wasn't ready for the big stage. I'm telling you, I'm keeping it 100 with you. And when if they keep it 100 with you, they will tell you. But I have to go like Tech N9ne for people to do that type of rituals for me. But when he first hit the big stage, he wasn't ready. I pulled out a belt in front of him. I had his baby mama name. That's what I'm telling you. So he wasn't ready for the big stage, but that developed him. That developed him. That was a part of his development. It's only one rapper that'll straight tell you that and tell you that I was a part of his development. He can't never take that away from me. He know I was a part of his development. That's that. Boom. Who else? Him. DNA.
Rich Dollars.
You know.
Rich Dollars.
Rich Dollars.
DNA.
But it was so early in the game. It's early in the game, so therefore, niggas would dismiss it. But I know, as him, you know what I'm saying? I know that's what it was. So I don't got to ask or do no
Calico.
I don't got to ask.
I think you and Calico did not get talked about enough, brother. Yeah, that battle does not get talked about enough, in my opinion. We talk about classic battles.
Yeah.
You think you and Calico got slighted when people talk about fire battles?
Yeah, I say that, but it was a Midwest. That's a Midwest classic.
That's a Midwest classic. Though.
Yeah, that's a Midwest classic.
That's what Verb Battle, Midwest Miles at.
Miles.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he bite them mouths that night, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that
that's
was Calico's first.
That's the Birdo smack. That's the Birdo smack. Who is this nigga?
Yeah.
At G's,
Calico,
Google,
that was his first battle, though.
Nigga, I smack was fire, nigga.
Yeah. Nah, that was live, though. That was me with movement.
Man, bro. Y'all niggas, boy.
Hell yeah.
No way, listen, man. Y'all niggas to me, man, where y'all would do everything to us, man, because I think you went through a stretch where you couldn't miss, Ice Pack. I think once you came in the game, you could not miss from it. You couldn't miss.
Oh, no.
The DNA battle.
I was ahead of my time. I was 10 years ahead of my time. Yeah. I was probably 10 years ahead of my time. Look back now, and I say I was 10 years ahead of my time. If I look, I look at myself every day. That's why I look just to study to see where I developed to, you know what I'm saying, where I want to – how far I could take it, like, damn, where was I at? And sometimes, I'm not going to lie to you, I impress myself. Sometimes when I look back at Word War and just look, sometimes when I listen to myself, when people be saying, get back to the to me like versus Riggs, I look back at those battles when I was in Word War and Street Status, and I just be like, damn, this night I remember I had like three more rounds.
You talking about Brace?
I say I had this right here. Sometimes I listen, look at battles and say, man, I remember I had like three rounds left over. Like I could have battled another person this night. Like I straight remember that on several occasions when I was battling at the African Palace. One time it was a tournament going on and it was so bunk, like it was so weak. They just called me Hitman and somebody else just to battle on the spot. We battled nigga like one round for like 4 minutes on the spot. No preparation, nothing, on the spot.
Was that you and Cali?
No, that was me and a guy named Yola. Me and Yola.
Yola, okay, Yola.
Mm-hmm. Y'all have to look that up. It's online. It's like,
you battled Remy D2 on Street Status. I remember all your battles, brother. You battled Remy D on Street Status. I love them battles, brother.
You know
what I'm saying?
I'm not going to reference any old battles anymore. Anything old. You know, anything
you
anybody referenced.
But you gave us some classics.
I'm going
so
to put that in the book.
Brother.
Listen, I'm going to put that on the book and put it on the shelf because I got so much work to do. I'm going to put that on the shelf.
Yeah.
That's going to go with my memorabilia. Boom. And then I'm gonna get a whole nother body of work that people can cherish, that people can look at, and then judge me off of that. And then we're going to put the two side by side, and y'all going to know that this person over here was this person, and then me over here,
right.
This is me at a whole – this is where y'all judge me from this point moving forward. And if it's – a dud, like a dud, I go back to doing what I'm going to do or go back to doing what I'm doing. But I'm finna get my money. That's what I'm about to do. Give me some paper. Stack my paper up. while I'm humiliating motherfuckers and, you know, humiliating them and putting them off the map on ballot, making their stock go down every time, getting them out the ring and humiliating them. I can't fuck their hoes no more because I'm you know, I'm kind of married, you know, I'm married.
You're a grown man tip.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. How does it feel?
Y'all safe in that regard.
How does it feel when people say that when we have one-round battles till this day, they still talk about you and Rex, that battle cannot be duplicated? As much as they try to throw out the fire one battles, there'll never be a one-round battle like you and T-Rex. And I think till this day, that's what's that, 2012?
Yeah, 2012.
Right.
It was
that
2012.
We have not got a battle like that.
Yeah, and a lot. Of, I think
how
the elements in that battle, it made me feel good. I know, man. A lot of my accolades, I already have I know they already set in stone. So I wouldn't argue with them or try to be like that.
Right.
I know that's one of the best one round battles ever, and it's off of URL. It's one of the most viewed, and the elements that don't get appreciated. It was Battle Rap America, and Rex came down here and battled me in St. Louis. That was like my first. That was my first out of town battle here.
Were you nervous?
In the Lou. Beside Calico, no, I was not nervous, and I rode up into the bathroom. Back then, that's what I'm telling. I rode up into the bathroom to the battle. I rode up to the bathroom. They were on the World Series that night. I rode a board about the World Series.
You did about the Cardinals.
About the World Series. Yeah, I rolled up into the bathroom at the Ambassador, up until Rick's.
So you telling me when you did the? So you telling me the night of you writing out the hat fitted bar? You made that up in the?
No, I ain't write that out.
Is that what you telling me?
That was.
Oh, okay.
No, that was a masterpiece. That was most definitely orchestrated.
That was.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yes, that was.
That
mwah.
Was.
It was one of those. Yeah. It's one of those.
That was one of the best one battles, man.
Yeah.
Let me ask you.
No, I was.
You think things went left? You think things went left after the JC battle for you? Is that when things went left in your opinion? Because that battle was supposed to be a classic, in my opinion, man. That battle was supposed
man,
to be a classic.
Man, the venue was getting shut down when I was battling JC.
Yeah.
And they tried to get
me
a battle
right,
again
right.
where. The venue got shut down, and it was so poorly poor. I'm talking about the top amount of people that were in there that they tried to get us to redo it when the conceded battled Surf. They tried to have us redo it in front of the same people that had just synced it and some more people because the footage that we had wasn't that good. So that battle being judged always was an unfair judgment to me. But they would never put the – and I waited for my money for about 2 weeks after that battle. So when they talk about the JC battle, it'd be like, okay, yeah, whatever. Up my, you know what I'm saying? Wipe my ass with it. Throw it out. What you mean? How did I do? I give a fuck. Hey, what's up? What you want on your pizza? What do you want on your pizza? Yeah, type shit.
Oh, man.
Yep. I like I like to rant and vent when I go on interviews with you, bro. So, hey, that's all. If I get to rant and vent.
That's what I said. You know you my man.
Yeah, that's
what I'm
saying.
Is you a Tay Rock? Is that something you'd want this year? In a small room
Tay-Rock.
Or big room?
I have no preference.
You have a preference?
I have no preference. I would like it in St. Louis.
Well, you want it in St. Louis?
Yeah, I want it in St. Louis. And that's so crazy. I said, I want it in St. Louis. And it's so crazy for me to have it here. Why, though? I'm going to battle in St. Louis this year, bro. That's where I'm finna battle. Finna battle in St. Louis. Why I got to keep going out, moving all around? They don't got to move all around. They homeboys could be right there, feeling all the impressions right there. I want to battle right here in St. Louis. And it's a good atmosphere for everybody. We want to put something down in history. Motherfuckers come down here, we could put history down here. It's no battle rap history here as far as battles. And
right.
And it's three of the big pillars from the Midwest here. And we can count on one hand of a battle that's been to St. Louis. You don't have got to be a high caliber battle, just like a, you know, battles don't come here often, and I don't get no home games for real. I haven't had home games, so that's my intentions to battle here. So if somebody asks me, what do I want? Yeah, I want to battle Tay Rock in St. Louis. So when it don't happen, then you know it's something that I'm doing, something that I don't want to do.
Right. Do you think O and Street Status have more battles, well, at least once or twice a year in St. Louis?
Yeah, because he paid just as much as everybody else. O pay just as much as, you know, he paid as much as anybody else I do business with. Not to put nobody's business out there, just to downplay.
Right.
So, oh, you're on a small league. I ain't no small league. It's as far as the paperwork, I'm just encouraging any battle rapper to do business with O. Come to St. Louis and do some business. O is okay. He not fucked up to the point where he's going to be telling what you want, you know, set it up. It ain't no extraness, no trying to get over. What do you think you're worth? Boom. And he just come holler at him. And I'll most definitely be available for you. I don't know who else you could battle down here, but if you're trying to book Young Yield, the easiest way to me is to holler at O. And we're going to make it happen just like that. Tell him what you want.
But,
boop, there you go. Mm-hmm.
But in fact, let me ask you a question. Are you shortchanging yourself in the sense that other cities that you got a big fan base and want to see you battle? Because let's be real, if you
I'm going
to URL,
there too.
They're not battling New York. They battle all over the place now.
Right, I'll go there. I'm saying if people want to battle me, cool, bro. But I'm saying I'm going to take initiative to take battles here and book my own battles here. If somebody want to charge me $1,000 to battle, cool. I'm going to pay them. They're going to come here, and we're going to battle. And then that's going to be something set. You know, there you go. There go a battle. Boom. Mm. I have sat off too long for me to be worried about. Yeah.
T-Rock,
I don't care where I battle
Tay
Rock at. That would be good, but I that's my preference. But it don't matter where I battle. Lost to battle Tay Rock at. I'm going to do the same thing.
I think, personally speaking, y'all should battle on Volume 6 because K-Rock has told Smack that he can't get on any of these volumes. And I think you and Rock in a small room will be fire, Ice Pack. I don't know how you feel about that. But I think you and Rock in a small room will be interesting, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, I like Rock better in a small room.
Okay. All right. How many battles you see yourself having this year for 2020?
Ain't no telling, but it's I'm gonna try to see how many I can. I've never been as active as I've been the past couple of days. You know what I mean? So with that being consistent, then it'll be more opportunities.
Please don't leave social media, there. Please. Please don't leave social media.
I'm not. I can't. Letterman, I can't. I wake
please
up.
Don't leave,
I can't, bro. I can't. Hey, I can't.
You be joking on these niggas so hard, bro. It'd be hilarious. I be want to tell niggas, bro, leave that man alone, cuz.
Come with it. I'm going to tell you something else, too. You want to know what's so funny? Pay attention. Mm-hmm. That I ain't have no before the whole crackhead or whatever that. I'm going to tell you, pay attention. Mm-hmm. That there's nothing else that they could attack. And at that moment, that's when I was everything. Because they have flaws. They got several. Like, just name a name. Whoever you name, you can just pick them apart. This, that. Nah, my clothes was clean. Did nobody ever do nothing to me, you know what I'm saying, crazy, whatever. Oh, he got choked. He got smacked. So I'm having to him. Oh, he's dirty. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He ain't got no bitches. He ain't got no money. I checked out all around the board, everywhere around. Then boom, who goes it? So that's gonna be the only type of any conversation that we can have, and I dismissed it so quickly and so fast and get them right back down the program.
Is it albino? Be honest with me though. Be honest with me. Let me ask you this. Even though battle rap is a business right now, right? Is it hard for you to still? When you all made those comments and you still have business with them, is it still feel kind of awkward sometimes after those comments?
Never.
Or you bypassed that already?
Never. Because it's always a level of separation that I got with how battle rap and then how my principles and how I uphold them. So Smack already, this between me and Smack, everything else that's separate, URL and all that, that can be in conjunction. I could be like all them niggas, but I can separate. Smack gave me a public apology. Then you could talk in private as well. A public apology is just appropriate because something is done in public should be apologized for in public. So that's just gangster. I ain't tell them to do that, but I can respect that and be like, oh, that's some G shit right there. You know what I mean? But we had already spoke prior to that on the phone, then in private, like on some man-to-man stuff. So then when that was, if somebody extend that type of apology after they've already gave you a private apology, you'll be kind of a clown to be on anything else in regards to that issue. I'm saying that issue. I ain't tripping off him saying nothing to me. That's under the rug. That ain't nothing. Because that's understood. We already squashed that. We already handled that. Why would I trip off that? Why would they trip off that? That's over.
Yeah.
Only thing that would be if something would transpire that from then up until now. You know what I mean? But ain't nothing awkward.
Okay. What do you remember about your K-Sean battle?
I beat him so bad, but the mic was the microphone was kind of whatever. Yeah. And they was gassing him, doing a whole lot of petrol. But I beat him bad. I beat him so bad. And one round they was trying to save. Oh, they saved him. Okay. They saved him. I think it was my third round they saved him. He was supposed to die a bloody death, and they saved him. Yep. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't have saved him in St. Louis. They'd have let him die. He'd have died a bloody death under the arch. Yep.
Oh, he's under the arch.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Ice pack,
hey,
man.
Hey, think about this, though. None of these niggas ice me. Like, everybody, I've never been just somebody iced me, like, oh, he iced them. Even here recently, like somebody, oh, he just iced them. He killed them all three rounds. He didn't show nothing. He, That's not in my pedigree. It's not in my pedigree. So it is not in my pedigree. You know what I mean? So I'm just anxious to really, you know, be consistent and, you know, really be consistent and build a new body of work.
Consistent on blogs? Are you going to blog again?
Yes, I am.
Oh, it's
going
to be great.
But I don't know. I don't see what's so crazy is I do see people doing it, but it's more on Instagram now, though. So that's what I'm learning how to, like, blogging, yeah, but it's more so on Instagram.
My man,
YouTube,
I remember you had the cue cards, man, and you had battle rappers' names on there, and you was cracking on these niggas so hard. Yo, your Summer Madness 2 recap. I don't know if you remember your Summer Madness 2 recap that you did, bro. That shit, I watched that shit numerous times. Yeah.
It was I think I had the black and red header.
No.
Oh, yeah. I was young.
I think you had a red St. Louis jacket on, I think, I want to say.
Yeah.
Or was it a black one? Something like that, though.
I was talking about Mook. I thought I was talking about, yeah.
Yes. Oh, you was killing Mook. Oh, my Lord, you killed that nigga. Jesus Christ, bro. Man.
Yeah, blogging.
You got to blog again, Ice Pack.
I may have to. I like the Instagram.
That's
what I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, my Instagram going crazy.
Yeah, you kind of going crazy. I don't know, actually. I ain't going to lie. You getting that T-Rock. They put a porn thing next to T-Rock name. Like, they were, you know. Y'all are wild on IG right now, bro.
Yeah.
How proud are you of A-Verb, though? How proud are you of A-Verb?
How proud?
Yeah.
I'm hella proud. He the best right now. He done beat the best. And
yeah,
the Sports Magazine,
the
man.
The Lux.
Never mind.
Talk about it. So, no. Man, I expect I want to hear your words, brother. I see
a lot of people
pissed off with the stars, bro. Let me ask you a question. Is it crazy because do you feel like they're just trying to exploit battle rap in a sense, but then again, they're not interviewing battle rappers? Are they at events? Are they recapping battles? Are they watching battles? Are they listening to interviews? Do you feel like they're on some bullshit? How you feel?
I mean, I'm from St. Louis, so as far as media, I already, you know, like I'm used to it. I sense them as to be the same thing as, like, politics, just like what you just said. Yeah, it's kind they play on the naiveness of the battle rapper, you know, that they just going to get free publicity and promotion. And those guys run with it as accolades of honor and don't even read through the line. So when somebody like Verb speak on it, it seemed like, oh, he just being a sore loser. But no, it's just the facts. They're going to move.
Right.
It's just facts for real, you know. I don't care. I know I ain't on the list. I feel like based on the people that's on the list, I should be on the list.
On the decade?
They got some
decade?
That. They got some. I don't care. Whatever list. That list so wrong, put me on there. Fuck yeah.
John John's not on there. You're not on there. That's John John not being on there is kind of crazy to me, but, you know.
Man,
I don't know.
For real, I don't think none of these niggas did enough memorable yet for me to be putting them on any list. Anybody, for real. I don't think they did nothing memorable to straight say put them somewhere in a category separate from other people for the last decade, 10 years. Arsenal, yeah.
Yeah.
Hitman, yeah. Verb, yeah. Who else did y'all put on the list? Worth Goods, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Some people I done synced around, conceded, yeah. Some people I done synced around. Who are y'all putting on the list? Talking about 10 years, a decade. Okay, it's 10 years ago. 20 years ago. What are we talking about? But I guess it was different lists, too, because
I wonder if quality of battles, because we're talking quality of battles.
Yeah.
And replay value battles, brother, you are high on the list. If we're talking quality replay values, brother. I'll keep it at 100. What's about quality of replay values that you can go back to now and watch? I could watch you and Rich Dollars right now, bro, and know that shit verbatim. Both y'all around. Y'all saying each other. That's like, you know what I'm saying? Can't beat that, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now, that was all back then. I think it was all movies back then. The way they shot it. And the angles and stuff wasn't as dope as it is now. But it was just straight movies for me back then. Like, every time a battle came out, it was like, damn, that month. The
movie
came out like that.
Everything stopped.
Yeah.
Listen, I remember when you were surf drop, right? Back then, man, remember Ice Pack, they were only dropping rounds. They weren't even dropping the whole goddamn battle, bro. They dropped one round. And then
I got
two weeks later, you get
that.
A second round and shit. You feel me? Yeah, you got cheated on that, though. That's a fact. You did, though.
Because the views get separated. I think I told you before, like, the views got separated.
Yeah, three different. Yeah.
Then they smarten up, like, oh, okay, hold up. Let's put it all on. Oh, there you go. Now niggas like, some of my battles just now hitting 1 million, 10 years fucking later.
That's crazy. What, you and DNA been had a million, all right?
Yeah, been 1 million. All of my battles been 1 million. I'm just talking for case, you know what I'm saying? Hell yeah.
All right. Ice Pack, man, it's always good to talk to you, brother. If you have a next battle, you got to chop it up. I don't know when you are. Do you know when Street Status is dropping your battle? Is there a date, release date for y'all? Y'all in limbo right now.
I don't know exactly when he's dropping it, but I know he ain't going to hold it hostage or nothing for too long.
Right.
Yeah.
Ice Pack, I appreciate you as always, brother.
Man, I appreciate it, too. You'll see me on Twitter here. Look up there next to me.
Yes, all right.
Yep.
Shout out to my man Ice Pack. You already know the vibes, man. 314 in the building, Fly Fam, and all that, man. It's your boy D Leonard, man. One.